Thank you. willing to face the but I think the in this case, we have some 700 who are taking the important space. But I think some of that is also putting both their warrior RVs stored outside of the rest of the
world. So that's where I think the case is saying, 100 storage units and vehicle load storage units is the minimum space. And it's kind of interesting. So two spaces for 100 storage units.
But so you've got 200 units. So you need a way to
go by 200 units here. No, so that's not what that's the next step.
So then this is for the customers that are coming in that, well, let's just say you have one back in there, one two, three, four. So you can just have a small little office, but maybe you have one or two people that work with you, then you're also going to have some customers that, let's say on Saturday morning, you're going to work with customers. So then you've got 400 people. So the office space is going to be a good thing based on the number of people. And then once you get back there, it's quite hard to call inside the loading. A lot of times they'll have that common doorway, and they'll go in and walk inside, so you can walk by that door. So
that's help me out. For every 100 units, two spaces. For every 100 vehicle or storage spaces, you need four.
The minimum of four is for every self-storage space is going to have to have four.
You have 100 storage units. You need four spaces.
Yep.
And you make the minimum. They work with you. Okay. So I thought they asked a question about restaurants and fast food and sit down. Not the last week. Thank you.
Thank you.
outdoor seating of points for racetrack or whatever. So, then they wanted to put that on the end, so they wanted to add that. It's a lot more than what they call. Thank you. Thank you. talk to